What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. Here it is Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's get right on into it. The corporate media is still obsessively focused on the school shooting. And don't get me wrong, it was a tragedy. Whether it's the real deal or a false flag, it's still a tragedy. All these people got killed. But I'm starting to wonder, what are we being distracted from? Obviously, the media is not talking about the Uranium One deal. They're not talking about these congressional investigations into the Democrats. They're not talking about the war zones. They're not talking about the Democrats who are still pushing for 100% amnesty for all the illegal immigrants because they need them to vote Democratic. The news is really not being very useful to us. We've all heard this story now, and yet this is all we're getting. 24/7, it's obsessive here. Now, we have received confirmation, finally, that yes, indeed, Nicolas De Jesus Cruz was on prescription psychiatric medication to deal with his emotional fragility. And there you have it. It's yet another in a long series of these school shooters who are on these medications. And basically, these psychiatric medications have been linked to 90% of the school shootings, and corporate media will not cover it because big pharmaceutical corporations are really good advertisers and they need the money. So they're never going to say anything bad about their clients, no matter what goes wrong. Now, again, there is a website, SSRIstories.com. And I link to it a lot. And I also reposted my page, Mass Violence Linked to Prescription Psychiatric Medications, a resource page. And the track record is clear. This is not a gun problem. Harris was put on psychiatric drugs. The killer at Northern Illinois University had been prescribed psychiatric drugs. Virginia Tech's shooter was on these drugs. The killer at Stockton was on these drugs. The killer at the Navy Yard was on these drugs. The killer at Fort Hood was on these drugs. The killer at Isla Vista was on these drugs. The killer at Paducah was on these drugs. The killer at UCC was on these drugs. The killer at Aurora, the killer at Tucson, the killer at Tallahassee, Fresno, Jokela, Red Lion. And, of course, Nicolas De Jesus Cruz was on these medications as well. And somebody wrote on in and said, you're absolutely right. When we were young, everybody had a gun. There were no mass shootings. What has changed? It's this flood of these medications. And they're sold because they make money. But this one-size-fits-all approach to psychiatric medication is a flawed design. Everybody's brain chemistry is a little bit different. Many years ago, when I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, my doctor recommended I take some antidepressants. And for about 3 weeks there, I was happy and I was fun and I was popular and people were inviting me to parties. And then I had this backlash reaction. I just went into the absolute blackest depression you could imagine. And the only way I got through it is I was literally sitting on the floor in a corner saying, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals. So that's what's changed. But corporate media is never going to tell you that. It's time to blame the guns again. Now, apparently, the FBI was alerted last fall that Nicolas Cruz was talking about being a professional school shooter. And last fall, this Mississippi bail bondsman and frequent YouTube vlogger saw this comment left on one of his videos by a user calling themselves Nicolas Cruz. And so the YouTuber alerted the FBI. The FBI came over and talked to him and did nothing. They absolutely did nothing. They took a copy of the screenshot of the comment because YouTube had already pulled it down. That was the last this bail bondsman heard from them. They just walked away. Another wonderful job by the FBI. Now, maybe if they hadn't been working so hard to overthrow a legitimately elected president, they might have stopped this kid before he could pull a trigger. Or given that he was advertising he wanted to be a professional school shooter, maybe the FBI recruited him to be the patsy and a false flag. We don't really know. But what's really interesting is even people in the corporate media, they're sort of politely acknowledging the gun grabber arguments and everything, but even the corporate media is saying this kid was so obviously a danger. Even the students at the school were joking that if anybody shot up the school, it was going to be this kid. And nothing was done. Now, the FBI is trying to get itself out of this embarrassment. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Robert Lasky, basically came on out and said that the Nicholas Cruz that was commenting on YouTube, they didn't know who it really was. They couldn't track him down. That's a pathetic excuse. I am sorry. No, you botched this one. You botched it like you botched the attack on Pearl Harbor. You botched it like you botched the lyrics on Louie Louie. This is another FBI screw up, unless it's a false flag. And they recruited this kid, knowing that he was on these prescription medications. And it's easy to talk somebody on these medications into doing stuff like this. Because there's one common factor, especially in the SSRIs, you've got no impulse control whatsoever. I remember one of the stories over at SSRIstories.com is talking about a kid who tried to commit suicide. And they got to him in time when it was all over, and they said, "Why'd you do it?" And he said, "I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I went forward with it." All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. This shooting from yesterday is on my mind. I'm not buying the official narrative that this was a lone gunman. I don't know if you've seen...
I'm not either. There's already one witness out there saying there had to be at least a second shooter.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm really not buying that this... Well, first off, I'll say this. Instead of the FBI investigating Trump and the Russian collusion, where were they investigating this guy if this guy actually was out there and was on the FBI's radar? Why didn't he get a visit, you know, and at least an interrogation? You know, I feel like the FBI has dropped the ball on that. Absolutely believe that this guy was a cutout, or, I mean, at least used or set up. But, you know, it's just none of this makes sense. And I'm going to say this, too. Remember what Adam Schiff said a few days ago, the release of the Nunes memo. If you release this, there is going to be, you know, Oklahoma-style attacks and mass shootings, you know, in the United States. So I actually lay the blame on Adam Schiff for coming out and saying this, because he warned. I mean, he knew something. I mean, this is definitely a deep state operation. Not only to come after the guns, but I think to also distract from Obamagate.
Yeah, definitely it's a distraction from Obamagate and from the wars and for the push for 100% amnesty for all the illegals and everything. And there are indications, again, that this is another Sandy Hook. Apparently, some news stories identifying the gunman hit the wires before the event actually happened. We've had some more of that again. We have one witness who says that there had to be one other shooter because she was with this Nicholas Cruz talking with him when gunfire sounded from the other side of the campus. And by the way, the witness is saying he was not carrying an AR-15 at that time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And at this point, I don't trust anything coming out of the government or the corporate media, and neither should you.
Yeah, absolutely, totally agree. I mean, and we just got to keep looking back. these people like Adam Schiff and Phil Mudd and Nancy Pelosi, these are people warning of false flag attempts, you know, oh, if you release this or do this, there's going to be imminent attacks. No, these people are behind it. I, you know, not only do I lay the blame with the FBI on dropping the ball and investigating this guy, which they probably should have, but I also lay the blame on these congressmen and women in the deep state, because obviously this is serving a double-barred, triple-barred agenda here. I mean, this is exactly what I had thought, or the card that I thought the deep state would actually pull, was something like this. It's also being reported that this Nicholas Cruz was also part of a white nationalist. So there's your race war implementation, as was speaking in the WikiLeaks. So, I mean, there's, you know, a couple agendas going on here. I mean, don't buy the story. I don't 100% buy the story that this guy would even fired a shot. But, you know, who knows?
Okay, yeah. It's a bit of a mess, and I'm going to be commenting on a lot of that stuff here in the coming minutes. Anyway, listen, Kevin, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and I got to take some more phone calls. We're going to take one from Fran in Washington. Aloha, Fran. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui, Michael.
Aloha, hey, Nui Nui.
Yeah, long time since I called in. I also am, I have a take on this shooting, but it's...
Yes?
It's like the elephant in the room that nobody's talking about. After I read your blog today and looked at the mugshot of Cruz, I noticed that he had really big ears sticking out. And after being bullied in school most of my life, I kind of think he was bullied about his appearance, and possibly the people that got shot bullied him. But nobody's talking about that. One of your blog posts said, you know, a teacher had trouble with him for a couple of years before this. Well, what kind of trouble? And,
well,
you know,
here's the situation. Here's the situation. Nicholas De Jesus Cruz is Cuban, and apparently he and his younger brother were adopted by an American couple who unfortunately have passed away, one of them only last November. And he was living with another family for a while, and then he moved into a mobile home with a friend not too long ago. So he's had a very troubled upbringing. And the school itself was in a neighborhood that's mostly upper class, upper middle class white people. And so he was probably being bullied over his being Hispanic. And I know how that can be, because when my family moved from New Hampshire to Southern California, I got teased about my accent, speaking like a New Englander. And when I was still in New Hampshire, I got teased because I didn't look like a local, because my father had come from Shanghai, China. So I understand how that can work. And kids will bully over all kinds of reasons. But, you know, I didn't pick up a gun and start shooting these people.
So I
think it's the medication. The medication, you have poor impulse control. So when you get that impulse to start shooting people, you just go with it. Now, obviously, in the case of Nicholas Cruz, there was premeditation. He was prepared. He got his magazines. He got his AR-15. This was a plan that he was working on, and he carried out. Anyway, Fran, need to let you go. Sorry for the brief call, but I want to get on to the next call right now. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, keeping in mind that when they carry out these false flags, they a lot of times have a drill going on. And I understand there was a fire drill, and people didn't know what was really going on. So I'm kind of looking at this thing a little bit as possible that maybe I should correctly with the medication, SSRIs, and they just found the perfect kid that was disturbed, and they funded him, fueled him, and pushed him in the right direction. And, of course, to use that school drill, confuse people. So I'm kind of looking at that direction right myself.
Well, the story as I've got it right now is there actually had been a real fire evacuation drill earlier in the day. And then apparently when the shooting started, Somebody in the administration just said, hit the alarm. They're already primed to leave the campus when they hear that. And that was the reason for the confusion as to whether there was one drill or two, or if the shooter himself pulled that second alarm.
Right, right. Well, I fully expect the mainstream media to exhaust this for, I don't know how long they can carry out this their coverage on this whole thing. But, yes, you're right, it is a diversion away from where we were, and talk about Uranium One and numerous other things. And until the next false flag or next event happens, they'll keep pushing us in that direction and away from Hillary and her crimes, no doubt about it.
Well, that only works for people who are actually watching the corporate media, and right now their audience numbers are in the Al-Qaeda. People are turning to the independent media to find out what's going on. And yes, we're going to be talking about Uranium One. We're going to be talking about pay for play. We're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton and her arrogance. We're not letting go of any of that stuff. I want to see her in
independent
jail.
Media, definitely not. No. I haven't heard too much more about Andrew McCabe and his correspondence of the plan. And I think that really needs to be really pushed out there because, it's solid. It's solid showing that they had a backup plan. And I think they need to really go after that, definitely go after that.
Well, Judicial Watch is after all of his texts, and the FBI is just flat out refusing to release them.
Right. Well, they've got something to hide then, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They do. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and getting on back to this Florida shooting. And no, we're not letting go of those other scandals. So here's what we know so far. Okay, his name was Nicholas De Jesus Cruz, according to multiple news sources. The left-wing corporate media isn't reporting his full name because it does sound Hispanic. They're trying to imply that he's just another white guy like Tom Cruise. And according to the Florida registration database, he's a registered Democrat. That's going to be a little embarrassing for the liberals, who identifies as Hispanic. Now, he's been receiving mental health treatments in a mental health clinic, according to the Boston Globe. He was on prescription psychiatric medication, just like nearly every other school shooter we've seen over the past two decades. And the reason we don't say 100% of them were on these medications is because now they're withholding that. They don't want that information to get on out. There was a big stink up in Connecticut after Sandy Hook where people wanted to know what medications that shooter was on. And the government said, no, that's personal information. You don't need to know that. Yeah, I need to know it if I'm on that same medication. And he did purchase that firearm, the AR-15. He passed a background check in order to do it. And he was into guns and knives. And he followed resistance groups on social media, including Syrian resistance and Iraqi fighters. And apparently some of his YouTube chat room discussions involved the building of bombs. Something you really wouldn't want to put on the media. Now, here's where it gets interesting. There's a white nationalist group called the Republic of Florida, and they're acknowledging Nicholas Cruz was a member. Ooh, let's tarnish the white nationalists. Frankly, this feels like another made-up group. This is all coming from the Anti-Defamation League, which has a long history of creating the enemies that it uses to raise funds with. Big stink back in the 1930s, turned out the ADL was actually financing the American Nazi Party. So they could say, look at the Nazis, look at the Nazis, you got to give us money. So anyway, the head of this Republic of Florida was out there saying that we want an ethnic white state here, but that Cruz was a member and went on out and participated in some of their military style drills. Here's the problem I have with this. A white nationalist group has an Hispanic as a member? I don't think so. This feels like a put-up job. Just more propaganda. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the Florida shooter. Don't worry, we've got lots of other stuff to do in the rest of the show here. But everybody's hopping on board and pounding this for all they're worth, for whatever agenda they're pushing. And so ShareBlue's Eric Bollert is already out there screaming that the NRA is taking money from Russia. The Russians are behind this arming of the American people. The Russians want to see America drowning in guns and killing ourselves off. That's a little bit out there. That is really a little bit out there. The reason Americans are killing themselves and each other are these prescription psychiatric medication. Now, here's where the story gets really kind of murky, and I've actually gotten this from about four or five different sources right now. According to a student from this high school, was interviewed on the Alex Jones show early today, United States Secret Service personnel visited the school several weeks before to change the security protocols. And I got an email here from somebody who was apparently at the school when the Secret Service was there. And she went to use her cell phone to call her mother, and the teacher took the cell phone away and said, "You don't tell anybody about this. You don't tell anybody about the Secret Service being here." Now, there is a student, Alexa Meadnick, And she was interviewed on TV saying that at one point she was actually talking with Nicholas Cruz. He did not have a gun at the time, and they heard gunshots from another part of the campus. So unless it's a put-up job, this is an indication there were additional or other shooters on that campus. And another report I got that I haven't been able to confirm is saying there were at least three gunmen on that campus. All right, let's take a phone call from Sal Jr. in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sal dropped. Okay. All right, we'll do that. So again, they're still totally obsessively focused on this. What are we not being told? What are they not reporting while they obsess about this Florida shooting? Because news means reporting all the news. Yes, what happened in Florida is terrible. But there's also the Uranium One scandal. There's the results of these congressional investigations. There's the result of Judicial Watch investigations. We are hovering perilously close to a major global war. Not getting a word about any of that on the corporate media. Okay, getting on to other politics here. Kim Jong-un is praising South Korea's impressive and sincere Olympic welcome. And Kim Jong-un is saying it's important to boost the warm climate of reconciliation after meeting with the delegation that returned to the North after visiting the South for the Winter Olympics. And Kim Jong-un also expressed satisfaction over their visit, and efforts made by Seoul to prioritize their visit were very impressive, including their sincere efforts for which he gave his gratitude. And don't forget, South Korea, in defiance of the sanctions, picked up the check for the entire North Korean Olympic team and the cheerleaders, all of them, 400 people. They just picked up the check and said, we're going to pay for it all. And it's very obvious that left to themselves, the Koreas are going to reunify. And obviously this is going to send absolute panic into the hearts of the war machine, the warmongers in this country. They want a war. They want to keep the Korean War going. It's only been 60 years. One of the reasons they want to get back in there and finish off North Korea is the realization that the United States, that's a war the United States didn't win. Didn't lose, but we didn't exactly win. It's not like Vietnam where we got our clocks cleaned. Now, getting on to the domestic corruption, there's an article here that came out of Restore American Glory, and it's saying that what we're seeing happen, where you had high-level officials at FBI, Department of Justice, literally create and implement a plan for a coup d'etat against an elected president. This is something that you expect to see in the third world or in the former Soviet Union. You don't expect to see that. And with the United States, this kind of corruption. And they're absolutely right. We cannot tolerate this. We have to have a zero tolerance policy saying, no, we will not accept this kind of behavior. All of these people are supposed to be working for us, not themselves. And all we're getting are nothing but more lies and more corruption and more corruption and more lies. And if you're like me, you got to be sick and tired of it all by now. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And basically, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes was being interviewed on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News. And Devin Nunes said that, yeah, there was collusion with Russia in 2016, but it was all the Democrats. There are all these clear links from the Democrats to Russia. Now, Robert Mueller has been working at his so-called investigation, his witch hunt, his hatchet job, for a year. He spent $10 million. Virtually everybody on his staff is a known, confirmed Trump hater. This is not an objective, unbiased investigation. This is an attempt at a coup d'etat. So, article over in the nationalinterest.org. Why are the Democrats so obsessed with Russia? Well, there's the obvious war agenda, but I think what it is, it's the only card they've got left to play. They've overplayed the gender card. They've overplayed the abortion card. They've overplayed the race card. They don't really have any ideas to take into an election. It's just blame Russia for everything. And if you are fair Americans, you will give us what we want because Russia took it all away from us. But they are obsessed. Our entire government has become obsessed with Russia. And it's this article says the same thing I said the other day. It's become disturbingly reminiscent of the McCarthy era in the 1950s, where there were Reds everywhere. Anyway, let's take a phone call here. Rick in Fort Lauderdale, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, long-time listener. Been in government service for a while, doing the private executive protection work. Hey, I just want to touch on something real quick. There's some commentary about the quote-unquote Secret Service redoing the security policies. I just want to touch on that real quick. The guys that I used to roll with and did some 1099 work with, it's called doing business as. They're not Secret Service, okay? There's no such thing as an NSA agent who will ever approach to you with NSA documents and say, hi, I'm an NSA agent. There also is no such thing as a CIA agent who's going to do the same thing. So whoever was there...
Well, I beg to disagree. Many years ago, when I was just getting started on all this stuff back before I had to leave Southern California, I actually got a phone call from the NSA. And it was a purely technical question. They were trying to track there'd been a disruption in the internet, and they wanted me to look at it from the other side. And I guess I was already under surveillance at that point because they knew exactly where to find me. So anyway, back to your story.
Absolutely. I understand that, but that's a whole different point of origin of what they're doing. My point is, if they're out and they're going to facilitate an operation, they're not going to advertise that they're with the CIA. They do carry multiple IDs, and I know this firsthand because I was one of those people that worked parallel to them. And so What you're looking at is a different agency. So they're not Secret Service. I don't know who they are, and I'm not doubting the story, but if it's what I think it is, it's a hell of a lot more nefarious than Secret Service.
Well, if they're not real Secret Service, then I understand the Secret Service's primary duties are the protection of the president and finding counterfeiters and stuff like that. And it would be unusual for them to be working security at the school. But if it's not really Secret Service, then my first thought is it's FBI setting this whole thing up, making sure that they know the routes in and out of the school.
There you go. You got it. You hit it.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head, Mike. Yep, you got it. You got it right.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. A lot of duplicitousness going on. Now, Hillary Clinton apparently had an interview with Mother Jones. She's surfaced again. And she's out there returning to an old theme that any attempt to prosecute her would be like a dictatorship, like some authoritarian regime. Because after all, I have done absolutely nothing wrong. Yes, Hillary, you have. And justice demands that you be prosecuted. Even former FBI Chief James Comey admitted on TV you violated sections of Title 18, felony violations. So don't come off, trying to act like being prosecuted represents the act of a tyrant or a dictator. It represents an act of justice. Long, long overdue. Tucker Carlson is out there again, reminding us that there are no proven facts in that Steele dossier, the one about Donald Trump in Russia. It's all basically hearsay. It's made up. We don't even know for sure that there really were Russian sources for any of this stuff. We do know that some of the allegations in the dossier were fed to Steele by people on Hillary Clinton's campaign. It's just made up out of thin air. So, as I mentioned before, Judicial Watch is having a very tough time getting the text messages of the former number two FBI official McCabe, who ran the Clinton and anti-Trump investigations despite clear conflicts of interest, and the FBI is steadfastly refusing to turn over any text messages. And as that caller said, it's flashing a semaphore. Got something to hide. Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. Now, getting back on over to the Schiff memo. This was a little bit of political machinations that was designed to try and make Donald Trump look bad. And the way it was set on up, you remember when the Nunes memo first came on out, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff was out there scaremongering, saying we've crossed a deeply regrettable line and that the memo was going to reveal sources and methods and create the atmosphere for another domestic terrorism incident. So he must have known what was being planned for the school. Now, as it turns out, the Nunes memo did not expose any sources or methods. The Democrat rebuttal did. And so this Schiff memo was sent to the White House for Donald Trump's decision on whether to release it or not. And Donald Trump said, no, we can't release it. It's got sources and methods in there, at which point the Democrats were out there saying, see, it proves he's got something to hide. He's covering it up. But it was a big old bear trap. They deliberately put stuff in the memo that would lead to Donald Trump having to say, this cannot be made public. You've got to rewrite it. And now Adam Schiff is admitting that his memo contained sources and methods. After all that wailing about how the Nunes memo was going to expose sources and methods. So it's more hypocrisy, more double standards. Getting on back to Andrew McCabe. Apparently he's now under investigation for sandbagging the Clinton inquiry. And when the when McCabe was asked to leave the bureau, the media was certain it was another Comey firing. Here goes the renegade president again, firing everyone who might have a chance of connecting his campaign to the Russian government officials. It turns out, though, that McCabe was the biased creep conservatives have been warning he was. The Washington Post broke a story reporting that McCabe has been under investigation by the Justice Department's Inspector General for months for basically sitting on some of these emails from Hillary's server and from Anthony Weiner's laptop and not allowing them to move forward into the investigation. Now, there was this lady, Meloise Richardson, and she admitted in 2013 to voting six times for Obama's reelection while working as a poll worker in Hamilton County, Ohio. And she was convicted on state voter fraud charges and sentenced to 5 years in prison. And Richardson served 8 months before the George Soros-funded Ohio Justice and Policy Center helped lessen her sentence to probation. And Richardson came on out at a rally with Ohio Democrats who treat her like the conquering hero for voting for Obama six times. Al Sharpton publicly hugged her. And there is a message in there that the Democrats are perfectly comfortable with election fraud. In fact, they're dependent on it now. That's why they're trying to get amnesty and citizenship for the illegal immigrants, or at least have them stick around until the midterm elections. There was that Democratic Party official came out 3 weeks ago and literally admitted they are dependent on illegal immigrant voters to hang on to power, even though illegal immigrant voters are not allowed to vote under our laws. Now, over at BuzzFeed, they have launched a lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee. And the reason for that is that, as you know, BuzzFeed ran that now discredited Steele dossier, which included in the name of a Russian tech executive, Alexei Gubarev, and claimed that he was using his web hosting companies to hack into the DNC's computer systems. Now, this is all without any substantiation whatsoever, and they just accused Gubarev's U.S.-based global web hosting companies, XBT and Webzilla, of planting digital bugs, transmitting viruses, and conducting altering operations against the Democratic Party leadership. Now, Gubarev is basically threatening to sue BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed was the one who made the dossier public. BuzzFeed, in turn, is now turning around and suing the DNC for proof they were hacked, because remember, nobody has actually done a forensic examination of the DNC servers. Nobody, not the police, not the FBI, not the NSA, not the CIA. Nobody has done a forensic examination to verify they were bugged or that they were hacked. The only source for the claim that they were hacked by Russia came from CloudStrike. And they later retracted that claim after criticism from other companies saying that their methods were sloppy and questionable. But we're overdue for some justice on that issue. And again, the timestamps on all the files removed from the DNC email server, they're too fast for an internet hack. They were copied onto a flash drive, probably by Seth Rich. Now, over at the Department of Justice, Bruce Orr apparently tried to conceal his wife's Fusion GPS payments from ethics officials. Apparently, Fusion GPS was paying his wife. And after the information came on out, Orr was demoted. And, of course, this involves the falsification of government ethics documents, which can result in jail time. This really is worse than Watergate, and we're still not out of it yet. Okay, another scandal involving another Clinton mega donor. And apparently this has to do with a male escort named Gamal Moore, 26-year-old, was found dead at the home of 63-year-old Ed Buck, who's donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Hillary Clinton. And, of course, it's not getting a lot of media coverage because we can't say bad things about the Democrats. And the family and friends are trying to get a proper investigation done. One of the witnesses interviewed by police said that Gamal Moore told her someone whose name is conveniently redacted tied him up over a year ago and held him against his will at the residence in West Hollywood. Moore also kept a journal in which he described in graphic detail how Ed Buck forced him to do meth and got him addicted. So it's another case of these very rich Democrat donors thinking that they are somehow above the law. And we need to correct that perception. We can't have anybody in this country, we can't have anybody in the government thinking they're above the law, because we're a nation of laws, not of powerful individuals. Now, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency has been criticized for months about taking first-class flights at taxpayer expense. And if you've ever flown first class, you know how much more that costs. But apparently this is a frequent occurrence. He frequently flies at premium for premium class flights at taxpayer expense. And he's now come on out with an excuse saying that he needs to fly first class because people are mean to him in the coach section. That's it. That's his excuse. Now, I want to talk about this dual citizen problem. Most countries will not allow a dual citizen or a foreign citizen a position in the government. The United States is rather unique in that it allows people who are citizens of Israel as well as the U.S. To serve in politics. And the list is a long one. Attorney General Michael Mukasey, head of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, Chairman of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board, Richard Perle, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith, National Security Council Advisor Elliot Abrams. The list goes on and on and on, and I suggest that you read it. It is a huge list, and it involves senators, members of the House of Representatives, and it points out something interesting. All these dual citizens, with one exception, are Democrats or independents. Eric Cantor is the only one who is a GOPer. Actually, he's in the Tea Party. But they seem to be drawn to the Democratic Party. Now, getting on over to the war zones, and there's a lot going on in the war zones. Israel is now claiming that last Saturday's attack has destroyed half of Syria's air defenses. I have absolutely no doubt that Russia is already flying in replacements. But Israel's out there talking very, very tough. And what's really interesting is Assad apparently has decided not to go through with his threat to launch a missile attack against the Ben-Gurion airport. And partly that would be, well, that would be wise because it is a civilian airport for the most part. And Assad is trying to maintain the high ground of military against military, not against civilians. The other side, the U.S. side, the Israeli side, they don't hesitate about killing civilians at all. All right, we're going to be taking another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the war. We're talking about what's going on in Syria. And as I said before the break, Israel is now claiming that their major attack has destroyed half of Syria's air defenses. I not sure I buy that. But again, I'm sure that Russia is resupplying even as we speak. Now, a lot of people are starting to wonder what exactly is happening with all of these claims of massive Russian casualties, where the U.S. was saying they'd killed over 100, they'd killed scores, all these superlatives to sound like they're winning. And Russia's foreign ministry is coming on out and said, yes, there have been some Russian individuals killed, but these large numbers are obviously inflated. And the recommendation, a prudent one, to stop paying attention to American corporate media because they're unreliable and untruthful, untrustworthy, and so on. Syrian air defenses, the ones that Israel did not destroy, are continuing to confront Israeli spy drones, which raises the question of whether that really was an Iranian drone that penetrated in, that started this whole exchange of hostilities. But apparently, Syrian anti-aircraft guns have confronted numerous Israeli reconnaissance aircraft over the southwestern Quneitra province, forcing them to retreat. So it's getting serious over there. Now, apparently, over this last weekend, the U.S. attacked again, destroying a Russian T-72 tank in eastern Syria with a drone strike, a Reaper drone, killing the crew of three. Now, this gets very, very serious when you have the military forces of the U.S. and Russia in conflict. This is the first time the U.S. and Russia have been directly in conflict since Vietnam, and we lost that one. Story coming out of antiwar.com. Animosity towards the U.S. brings Turkey, Russia, and Iran together for a summit on Syria. This is a continuation of a pattern that we have been seeing for quite a long time. The rest of the world is turning against the United States government. They don't see the U.S. as a champion of human rights. They don't see us as a moral leader anymore. We're just a big planetary bully with a lot of things that go bang. And every time the U.S. goes on out with its failed foreign policy of just thumping their chest and issuing demands, more countries pivot away from the United States and pivot toward Russia and China. What's really interesting about this summit on Syria is the U.S. is demanding to be allowed in. And Turkey, Russia, and Iran and Syria are saying, no, this is none of your business. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be in Syria. Now, over in Lebanon, it looks like there may be an escalation there. We're going to talk about that when we come back from station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.